In our first reading today from the book of Exodus, the Lord said to the people of Israel, "If you keep my covenant, you shall be dearer to me than all other people." And one thing that we can learn from this is that we are each individually dear to the Lord. Each one of us is important. Our Lord cares about each one of us, and each one of us is dear to him. And when we pray or when we come to church, you know, sometimes it might feel like we're just going through the motions or it's part of our routine. We might not always have our heart in it, but it's not so with the Lord. Anytime we come into his presence with prayer, anytime we lift up our hearts to him, or at this very moment as we come to church today, this time is dear to our Lord. It's precious because he loves us so dearly, and anytime we turn our attention to him, he cherishes that. And so part of prayer is transcending our own worries and our own burdens and encountering God and experiencing his true and his real love for us. You know, to understand our true identity and our true dignity as human persons, it's important that we recognize that we are dear to God, because that's the foundation of who we are. We were created by God, so that's very fundamental to our identity. It amazes me how uniquely God creates every individual person. And I notice this the most when I see families that have several children. And you look at the kids, all of which who are raised by the same parents, in the same circumstances, same environment, and yet each one of them is so different. You know, they each have their own personality, they have their own sense of humor, they have their own temperament, you know, they have their own interests and hobbies. And this is a reflection of the care that God puts into the creation of each one of us. And imagine how different this world would be if every single person recognized that they are dear to God. And if we recognized that every person around us that we encounter is dear to God, and if we behaved accordingly, you know, this world would be a very different place if we recognized that. And in our second reading, you know, St. Paul takes this a step further, because he looks not only about how we are created by God, but he talks about how Jesus Christ gave his life for us as proof of how dear we are to him while we were still sinners, while we were still enemies with him, at a point when none of us did anything to deserve a relationship with our Lord. You know, if we think about ourselves, you know, we might be willing to sacrifice for our family members or maybe even give our life for a family member. But would we do that for an enemy, somebody who hates us or who's harmed us? But that's exactly what our Lord did. He gave his life for us before we were reconciled to him, while we were still enemies with him. You know, the world's perception of God has become incredibly distorted. If we look at what God reveals to us about himself in today's readings, and we compare that to the common view of Christians in our culture today, you know, people view Christians as being judgmental, as being bigots, as being filled with hatred, or being discriminatory, or ignorant, or you name it. You know, there's all these accusations that are thrown against Christians and people of faith. And that just goes to show us how active the father of lies is in our world, and how effectively he's distorted people's image of who God truly is. And so often people lash out against Jesus Christ and against his church, when it's really that relationship with our Lord that they need. You know, they seek fulfillment in the darkness, but it's only in recognizing that we are truly loved and precious in God's eyes that we find fulfillment. And so the fulfillment that they're seeking and looking for deep down is what they'll find within the church. But instead, because their perception of God has become distorted, they lash out against the church and they turn to darkness rather than coming to the light. And they're clinging to the very things that often destroy and harm their own dignity, rather than letting those things go and coming into the presence of God and recognizing how dear we are in his eyes. Our Lord asks us in today's gospel, he says, to ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest. And why does he do that? He does that because his heart is moved with pity for his people. He sees that his people are abandoned and ravaged by the forces of darkness, and he wants us to have good shepherds to lead us. And so he's moved with compassion and pity for us. That's why he tells us to pray for harvesters in the harvest. And that certainly includes religious, but also priests, because it's priests and bishops who are shepherds. You know, they act in the very person of Christ. And so it's priests who forgive our sins, who teach us, who pray for us, who feed us with the gift of the Eucharist. And it's their mission ultimately to lead us to green pastures, to lead us to eternal life. And as we look at what a priest is, it's very important that a priest is not somebody that's cold and indifferent towards God and towards his people. You know, someone who's not just going through the motions, or someone who hasn't just become jaded. Because it's the mission of a priest to bring Christ's love into the world. And if our Lord loves us deeply and dearly, it's the mission of a priest to show that forth and be a witness to that. And so if a priest is cold and indifferent, how's he going to be able to reveal to us who God is and the relationship that he desires to have with us? And so it's very important that a priest loves his people like Christ loves, and that a priest is willing to offer his life for the sheep like Christ did, and that a priest is a witness to the real and authentic love that Christ has for his people. You know, we're fortunate here in the Archdiocese of Cincinnati to have quite a few seminarians. And I think in large part, it's a fruit of the prayer for vocations. You know, that the prayers are working. The Lord is answering our prayers. And that's a great thing. But it's not just a matter of numbers. It's a matter of priests that are truly faithful to Jesus Christ, that have a deep devotion to the Holy Eucharist and the Blessed Virgin Mary. And the heart of every vocation has to be the love of Jesus Christ. It has to be people who are willing to give their life for Christ out of love for him. And so there's a renewal that's going on within the priesthood. And it's coming about by the power of the Holy Spirit. You know, so I encourage each one of us to heed the Lord's request, to pray for laborers within the vineyard, and to renew our prayers with a renewed zeal, because we need good shepherds in order to lead people away from the darkness that's around us and help them to see their true dignity. And then the church is in need of renewal, but the Holy Spirit is bringing about that renewal before our very eyes. And there's a new vitality and a new holiness that's bursting forth from within the church. The reality is, within our cultural situation, hatred and persecution against the church are spreading. You know, there's tremendous violence against Christians in many places throughout the world, and it's spreading here in our own country as well. But the holiness of the church is going to shine forth all the more brightly. And the power and the holiness of God is going to be revealed all the more clearly to the world in the midst of the trials and the persecution that are spreading and will soon be upon us. And so I encourage each one of us to reflect upon today's readings, to recognize that we are dear to God, each one of us, and to fervently pray for more laborers within the harvest, because we need people who are willing to give their life to the church and to shepherd God's people.